What sort of response have you been receiving to the play?
The response for the play has been overwhelming because, again, I originally wrote it in 2007 as a motivating tool for people to attend the Eucharistic Congress in 2008. Well, of course, 2008 has long come and gone, and the play continues to thrive. As a matter of fact, it's stronger now than it's ever been. Just before I left Canada, I was beginning to do presentations of the play in Protestant churches, which was a dream of mine, again, since I created the play for the sake of ecumenism. But when our Eucharistic Congress ended, then again the big question was, should the play continue or not? And I had a woman speak to me who said that she had been seated at a table of eight at a big convention where I performed, and she said many of the women around the table in particular parts of my performance were in tears. And I knew at that point then that if the play had that power in the words of the play to elicit that kind of emotion, I just couldn't pack it up and put it away. So therefore, it's continued. And then, of course, at the end of each Congress, the Pope always announces where the next Eucharistic Congress will be held. And, of course, in Quebec City, at the end of his sermon, he announced that it would be held in Ireland. And I immediately said to God, if you want me in Ireland, I'm there. And I made the trip in 2009 to meet with Father Kevin Doran. In particular, that's why I came to Ireland, to tell him that I would be more than willing to come here and perform the play. It's been a dream of mine since the last Congress.
Well, we're very glad to have you. And have you made slight edits to the play for the Irish context or for the theme of the Irish Congress?
I did. In three different parts of the play now, the theme of the Congress, which is communion with Christ and with one another, has been fitted into three different parts or whatever of the play. So, and it's fit in so beautifully, you would think that it had always been there.
And you're now here in Ireland and you're starting, you had your first performance of the play last night. You're going to the Diocese of Ardagh and Clonmacnoise, and from there you go to the Diocese of Ossory and Kilkenny. Are you looking forward to seeing some of Ireland?
Very much so, because when I was here in 2009, I did journey down to Glendalough. Father Kevin was still in his little parish of St. Kevin's at that time. And then I only made it into central Ireland as far as Ballinasloe, because my great-great-grandfather, Michael Glenn, is buried there. So I haven't seen any of the West and I haven't seen any of the South or whatever either. So I'm certainly looking forward to seeing it.
You have a real treat in store. And will you be coming back for the Congress next June?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what I hope to do is to come back early, as a matter of fact. I haven't had a chance yet to speak to the organizing committee, but what I'm more than willing to do, because again, we're hoping to send more than 1,000 Canadians to the Eucharistic Congress here. And of course, as long as I'm in costume, all of those Canadians, because again, I've been performing the play in Canada for 4 years now, all of those Canadians would recognize me, as would your people now here in Ireland once they've seen the play or whatever as well too. So I'd kind of like to be just on the grounds of the Congress as kind of an extra Eucharistic ambassador kind of thing, so that when people arrive, if they really didn't know a lot of others or whatever, they would recognize me instantly. And I would just then be able to help them with any directions or, you know, if they need to find something or whatever. So I will certainly be here for the next Congress.
And what are your memories of the Congress in Canada?
That's what I'm telling my audiences as well, too, not only in Canada for the sake of those who missed the 49th Congress, but I'm encouraging Canadians, as I said, to come here. I said to the audience last night in Johnstown Parish that you cannot attend for a week an International Eucharistic Congress without being, and I said to them, you wouldn't use the word changed, you would have to use the word transformed. Because you meet Christ in such an incredibly special way at a Eucharistic Congress. And I said to them as well, I remember thinking at the opening ceremonies in Quebec City as well, you are in this stadium with thousands of Catholics from around the world, laity, priests, bishops, cardinals. And it was my first time ever to attend a Catholic gathering of that magnitude. And we're all there praising and worshiping God in the Blessed Sacrament. And I remember thinking in my head, this must be a tiny taste of what heaven is going to be like. Because we're, you know, we're all up there praising, and it was the most incredible experience. And it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I mean, we had hosted our last Congress in 1910. Now, I know your last one here was in 1932. But it can be, for a lot of people, a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and it should not be missed.